96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
But above all, I will never forget who this victory truly belongs to. It belongs to you. It belongs to you. I was never the likeliest candidate for this office.
Obamacare is the Democrats' problem. We are going to take the problem off the shelves for them. We're doing them a tremendous service by doing it.
President Obama, President-elect Trump, their paths about to cross in 8 days, and the peaceful, if not bumpy, transfer of power will take place. Now, tonight, we're looking at the transition and what it means for the Obama legacy. My guests are Lindsay Perry, political analyst, and Michael Days, editor of the Philadelphia Daily News and author of the new book, Obama's Legacy, What He Accomplished as President. We're talking about it tonight at the Political Roundtable. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Lindsay, good to see you.
Good to see you, Harold. How are you?
I'm great. And Michael, thank you so much for joining us and congratulations on the new book. Michael, can you hear me? Michael, are you there?
I'm here. Do you hear me?
Yes, I most certainly can. I was saying thanks for joining me and congratulations on the new book.
And thank you so much. And thank you so much for having me on your show.
Absolutely. Let us first talk about today's news. It seems that every day there is some breaking blockbuster news that focuses on this transition. Well, we are taking a look back. It's almost like back to the future. There is going to be an inspector general's investigation out of the Justice Department about the FBI and the email server, the private email server that Hillary Clinton had when she was running for president. This is a story that just doesn't seem to want to go away. Lindsay, your thoughts about that?
It just doesn't want to go away because it's a breach in our intelligence. I mean, if you really think about it, and I know that it may sound crazy, I definitely I did not vote for Hillary. I did not vote for Trump. But I do believe that politics aside, as a nation, this is a problem. Our country's intelligence, our country's security, cybersecurity has been compromised, and it definitely is something that we need to investigate. Now,
let's back up for a minute. How was it compromised? Because remember, and let us not get the facts confused. Hillary Clinton's personal private server was not hacked or breached. This was an investigation into why she had it.
It's not exactly, but it was open to other people. She compromised email by sending personal emails about her professional position. Like, this is, I don't understand. What do you mean our country's security hasn't been compromised when she basically was emailing on her personal email, on her personal emails within her professional capacity?
Okay. Again, like I said, let us not conflate, the hacking scandal with.
No, I'm not saying that she was hacked.
Okay.
What I'm saying is when you have a professional server and when you have a personal email, you should not confuse the two, because you leave it open to being hacked.
This investigation now and this Justice Department Inspector General investigation, Lindsay, has nothing to do with that. This has to do with the actions of the director of the FBI.
James Comey. And the idea that he decided to let it go during the election and now he decides to bring it back up.
Exactly.
And this is a political political issue, because to be truthfully honest, we should have stayed on this during the election. If he wanted to take it all the way, he should have took it all the way. Instead of right before the election, he decided to reopen the case. And then all of a sudden, oh, we find no fault in these emails. Now we're actually after a Trump presidency addressing the issue that Hillary, oh, now we find a problem. Now we need to reopen this. Now we need to figure out why Director Comey actually decided to end it.
And I think it says a lot. Well, that's the question.
Okay, but you didn't phrase it that way. That's the question
right, that is the result of this investigation.
Right, so let me talk about Director Comey. It says a lot about his role and his team to actually drop it at such a critical time in terms of an investigation for the election and after the election. It says a lot about Director Comey's integrity, and it says a lot about the team's integrity. And I think that it needs to be an internal DOJ investigation. And pardon me if I believe that we were talking about the actual emails for Hillary.
Okay.
Right.
Michael, your thoughts about where we are right now as far as that's concerned?
Well, it needs to be investigated. You know, we're talking a little bit about Comey and what his role was. What was really his role in how the election came down? It did appear that Hillary Clinton was gaining steam until there was a movement toward, you know, we're looking at this yet again 10 days before the election, and her numbers began to drop. So I'm very curious to see as a journalist what comes out of this, whether we find out that somehow the FBI was in cahoots. I mean, anything was possible, and it seemed odd. It was an unprecedented move on the part of the FBI, and certainly on the FBI director, to get in the midst of a presidential election.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're at the Political Roundtable talking about all of the issues surrounding the transition from Obama to Trump and all other things concerning that. If you have a comment or a question, certainly give us a call. I want to go back just a few days because I think it's very poignant to talk about President Obama's speech in Chicago, his farewell address, and he talking about his legacy. And Donald Trump yesterday talking about the dismantling of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. You know, Michael, is this are we heading toward a very, very unpleasant intersection for the Obama legacy?
If I was a betting man, I would say that it will be repealed, but I suspect the date for the repealing will be something like 2020, which would be post midterm elections. I mean, you're starting to see stuff now from a lot of Republican Congress folks wondering if this is a smart thing to do to repeal it now, because these guys and ladies want to be reelected. And I think it's one thing to, you know, and sort of intellectually to call for it to be repealed, and we're hearing that from just the electorate as well. It's another thing for this insurance that has really helped, although there have been complaints and needs fine-tuning, but it has helped more than 20 million people to just remove it. I don't think we're going to see Congress just up and say, okay, that's the end of that, we'll come up with something later. We are hearing much more now about, even from the president-elect, replace and repeal, and that can't be done overnight.
I agree with some of your points, but I disagree in the fact that you don't think that it's going to happen until 2020. I believe that if the Affordable Care Act is one of the highlights of President Obama's legacy, it is going to be their number one goal to repeal and replace Obamacare. And so they say replace it. I'm not sure about the timeline, but I do believe that that is on the chopping block. And if they want to dismantle what Obama calls his legacy, they are going to do that.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about the transition from Obama to Trump at the Political Roundtable. Give us a call. Let's talk to Walter. Walter, calling from Northeast D.C. Walter, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Good evening, everybody.
Hey, how are you?
Evening.
Good evening.
I'm scared.
About?
Because Trump acts like he's more of a dictator than a president. And to me, I give it the 100 days. When Obama took control of the House, there was a Democratic House and Democratic Senate, and it was all good. But then in the midterm election, everybody wanted to change. And it can happen again because Republicans are playing a dangerous game. And I'm just thinking at the midterm election, Trump will not be the president for 4 years. Because he acts more of a dictator, and there are still things he conducts himself as this bully. And you can't have that. Either you're going to be a president or a bully. You can't have both.
Well, here's the problem with that, Walter, and I'll let Lindsay also comment about it. Everything that you just said about president or being presidential versus being a bully, that's debatable. Right. But certainly the same man that we saw at the press conference yesterday is the man that we saw when you're talking about Donald Trump during the campaign, and he was elected. And so, I think it remains to be seen whether or not, he lasts, 4 years. I mean, he will be president for at least 4 years unless something tragic or surprising happens. And
I'm going to get off. But the one thing it is, if the Democrats can get the control of the House and the Senate, watch what happens is it happens all over again where the Democrats are going to say, okay, now we got control and we can kick him out like they try to do.
No, you can't kick them out.
You can't kick them out.
They can block him. It'll be gridlocked, but they can't kick him out.
That's right. And even under severe political circumstances such as an impeachment does not necessarily mean resignation. So let us be clear about that.
Exactly.
But hold that point, Walter. I'm going to let you go. I've got to take a break. We are at the political roundtable. We're talking about the transition. We're going to also talk about President Obama's legacy, that speech in Chicago, and also some of the other things that we are seeing as the transition moves forward. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of your comments and your phone calls in just a bit.
The Howard University